Your Mountain Rock, Q94, Keep the Faith. Well, that's perfect. You know, rolling into our coaches' show as we kick off week two of the coaches' show on the Mountain Rock, Q94. We've got head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Brock Konecny, hanging with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, wow. Drove all the way up to St. Louis. You played a half and half a quarter.
Yeah, about played two quarters and about 4 minutes of the third.
Oh, ouch! But I mean, not the first time you've witnessed that.
I've seen it.
Seen sparks flying at Fair Grove, and but yeah. Let's look at that first half. How did the Zizzers start out in that game against Miller Career Academy?
We started off a little slow. I don't know if it was first game jitters or long bus ride or who knows what. But we started off a little slow. We came out, moved the ball a little bit, but then sputtered. I just kind of went back and forth. Defense played pretty good, pretty physical. They had a lot of good athletes.
Fast, right?
Very, very fast. We let them get out in space a few times, and very hard to contain them, very hard to tackle. But did a nice job. Finally, towards the end of the second quarter, started figuring it out. Game speed, everything started clicking a little bit before half. Got a little lead. Came out in the third quarter and really started playing well. And then the lights went out.
Pat Travers, boom, boom, lights go out. Well, it was a win. In a sense, so, you know, now looking at this week, preparing for week two, you guys, you and your coaching staff, you pull a lot out of that first game, don't you? And say, okay, this worked, this didn't, this needs fine-tuned, you know. And so how did this week go getting ready for week two's opponent, Mountain Grove Panthers?
Well, you know, everybody makes a big jump from week one to week two. Because as you said, everyone needs that game experience.
Yep.
Everybody needs it. So we've been blessed. Our practices are very competitive. Our number one offense goes against our number one defense daily, and they push each other. But you can't replicate game speed.
Mm-mm.
Game intensity. So that game one experience, number one, just getting a lot of the jitters out of the way.
Yeah.
Everyone has new players. We have a lot of new players. So does Mountain Grove. So everybody does.
Yeah.
And they just need that game experience. But it's such a useful tool to go back and watch your mistakes and understand a lot of times just how silly they are.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not that they don't know. They just get a little too amped up. They get nervous, and they make mistakes.
Yeah.
And so it's just a good tool to be able to correct their mistakes and get them moving in the right path.
Well, and it's always like, you know, so, and let's just stay with defense for a second. You know, you'll tell option teams. You and I have talked this many, many times. You know, option teams, you would want your DNs, your guns, or your height, whatever, to peak. You would tell them to peak. Well, early in the year, that peak was 2 or 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. That's not a peak. Then they run right by you. You know, and it's things like after week one, week two, that really starts to kind of go, I got you, coach. I got you.
Yeah.
You know, just slide off their hip, look inside, find the ball, and you know, tonight is really, you know, I mean, tonight with Coach Swofford and his Mountain Grove Panthers and their flex bone, I mean, it's assignment football. I mean, you better know where you're supposed to be and when to get there.
Sure. Yeah. He, you know, Coach Swofford's been running that flex bone for a long time. And so they know the ins and outs and all the counters to, you do this, I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So your players have to be disciplined tonight. There's a lot of one-on-one play just due to it's assignment football.
Yeah.
This player has the fullback. This player has a wing. This player has a quarterback. Everyone has to do their job. And whenever they break down, that other team gets big plays.
Big plays. Let's look at, your defense for just a second. Your linebackers. Key. I mean, in every game, they're key. But really, when you're running this option type, teams that you're going to see a lot of this year, this is not going to be the first time you see the flex bone, is it?
No.
So, your linebackers, they got a big responsibility, don't they?
Yeah, our linebackers have to be able to play downhill tonight and play through some blocks. They're going to get blocked tonight, and they have to be able to – they've got to be able to run through it and still keep their eyes,
mm-hmm.
on the prize, and still be able to tackle the football.
Well, then he's going to throw multiple schemes. That's, people think the flex bone, well, it's – I look at it as more of what that offensive line does and the multiple schemes. They'll run the same play. One time you might have a guard coming out to whack the linebacker. The next time maybe attack. They do so many different things. They'll run the same play over and over. And, of course, the fans are like, yeah, he only ran three plays. Run the same three play all night. Yeah. Yeah. But there's a lot of different things going on, isn't there?
A lot of different blocking schemes. It all starts up front, just like mm-hmm. every football game does. I know I sound like a broken record, but line of scrimmage is where the tale is told.
How hard is it, though, because you only got a second to recognize, right? What's coming at you, and then how do you identify? If you're out there, your backers, are they able to make that call to help get the defense, or is it just, I know what he's figuring,
Well, like anything else, a lot of thing is personnel driven.
Yeah.
So, where's, who's got the quarterback? Who's got the dive? Who's got the pitch? Every play.
You've been so good in mixing that up, because your opponent across side, it's like, all right, Judd, Judd is going to be picking you up. He's going to be on you. You got to, and all of a sudden, you change something.
Yeah.
that's part of the chess match, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's a little bit of a guessing game. He's trying to figure out what I'm doing
mm-hmm.
and when I'm going to do it, and I'm doing the exact same thing to him.
Yeah.
That's what makes a game fun.
Yeah, and you guys are no strangers.
No.
You've got an idea of kind of what they want to do, but now offensively, Coach Ackland, he's running a forefront, right?
Kind of.
I mean, yeah, but – they got some speed.
Yes.
It's going to take balance, of course, but last week they played Fair Grove. I didn't watch that film. I haven't seen it. I just seen the score, and I was like, oh, wow, okay, they're still defensively, they held Fair Grove to, 22, 24 points, something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, their defense is – their defense is good.
Fast.
Very fast, very physical. They're going to get up in your face. You're going to earn everything you get.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about Coach Swofford's teams. What you get, you're going to earn it. from the get-go.
They're going to be physical, very physical.
Yeah.
How do you replicate that in practice?
I have a defense that's kind of like his,
mm-hmm.
a little bit. I know Coach Rolfe would be laughing, but I have one that I can kind of make look like his. You know, can I replicate his talent? No, not usually. You know, we're playing our younger kids versus, mm-hmm. you know, our number ones for the most part. I have to limit our one-on-one, you know, our best versus best.
Yeah.
Because it's a very competitive situation, and like everybody else, I don't want to get kids hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, you just got to get up and challenge athletes, and it all falls back on the quarterback. Quarterbacks have to make split-second decisions. Same in their offense. Mm-hmm. That quarterback has to, is he going to keep it? Is he going to pull it? Is he going to pitch it? He has to make that decision mm-hmm. in milliseconds.
Well, last year,
same deal with ours.
They had his step last year, and he was super fast. He was super fast. I don't think he got enough credit for how well he was able to hide the football. In the back, you know, I mean, he got really low under center, and when he was pulling back underneath the center, he was able to maintain a low height, you know, at that squat. And it was hard to figure out who had the football. It was tough.
Sure, sure. Those flexbone quarterbacks, they're special people.
Fearless.
They have to be very... They have to be very tough people. And height, I'm not so sure height isn't a good thing in a flex bone.
Yeah.
I know he has, you know, I mean, I thought the best quarterback that Coach Swofford ever had was Johnson
mm-hmm.
at Ava.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't very big.
He wasn't real tall.
Yeah.
But he played like he was 8 foot tall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those guys, you know, they're fearless. And being low to the line of scrimmage, they can hide behind those big linemen. And it's hard to see the meshes.
Yep.
It's hard to see the handoffs. It's hard to see, you know, where his eyes are.
Yeah.
So...
But the one thing that can the equalizer of all that is if your D lineman can be disruptive, just those four, if they can be disruptive, that's a pretty good head start, isn't it?
Yeah. Anytime that we've had success against him, our defensive line have disrupted the mesh.
Yep. Yeah.
That's normally where it's at.
Yeah, and then that gives your linebackers a little, just that extra second to make a read.
Yes.
But now, I didn't watch it. Talking to some of the Mountain Grove folks, this quarterback they have this year, he can chuck it.
Yeah.
He can chuck it.
Yeah, he can throw it, and he's got some guys to throw it too. It's not always, you know, you know, there's a lot of kids that can throw it, but if you don't have anyone to throw it to,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he has athletes to throw it to. So,
well,
to be honest.
Now, your quarterback, you know, had his first varsity game of the year. Was his eyes a little wider now? It's so different because, like you said, when you're practicing, you know, you're up against the guy that you've whipped all year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not up against that guy that in his mind, he's convinced he's going to whip you. But how did his progression come along in that game? Did he really start to, you know, grasp more and get a better grip and understanding of what you guys are wanting out of him?
Well, as the season goes on, Cale and Coach Ackland are going to get more on the same page,
mm-hmm.
just by game experience.
Yes,
And that's a big thing. You know, Kale come out like every young quarterback that I've ever had came out, and he was nervous. And he made a couple poor reads, but he's very competitive. He's very competitive, and he's highly intelligent. And those guys, they figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
They figure it out. So as the game went on, you saw him settling in.
Yeah.
You saw him starting to make the right decisions and understand what was going to be open on this play and what wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, just by pre-snap reads.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was really good for him.
Well, it's week two, and the Zizzers are at home. The game will air on Hot Country KDY 102.5. It'll be live video streamed as well, and it's going to be a good time. 7 p.m. kickoff. Come on out early, tailgate, because I promise you this. We know this. Coach Kanagi and I, we fully know this. Mountain Grove is going to invade West Plains. So if you are a Zizzer fan, you better break out your Zizzer apparel and show up, because they travel well.
It's going to be packed tonight.
It's going to be packed tonight. So ought to be a good one. Who fed those Zizzers?
Well, last week we had Peyton Allen's mom fed us, you know, really good meal. And this week we're going to the First Christian Church.
Right on.
They're
going
to feed us.
Yeah.
So, you know, West Plains community, they take care of their boys.
Absolutely. Got to feed those warriors, man.
Oh,
got to
yeah.
feed them. Hey, we appreciate you coming by and hanging with us, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you.
Hey, we got more rock and roll coming. Stay put.